Chell Anderson is a botanist and plant ecologist for the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. She lives here in Cook County and joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome, Chell.
Hello, Jay.
It hasn't been very wet this early spring, but that's not stopping frogs and other amphibians from calling and mating in the swamps.
No, it isn't. And thank goodness. You know, there are heralds of spring no matter what. And I don't know, I think they really embody the energy of this season. You just can't possibly be in the midst of a chorusing wood frogs or spring peepers or chorus frogs and not feel that just incredible intensity of excitement and energy about this season that's upon us. So they have not been stopped from getting out and getting busy with the mating business. And all of those frogs that I just mentioned, the wood, spring peepers, and chorus frogs, they are all hibernators, and they're all hibernators in the forest. They've all come out of their big sleep from underneath the forest floor litter and under dead and decaying logs and that kind of thing, and they've headed for any kind of pool that satisfies their desires in terms of great mating spots. So for wood frogs, it's typically smaller ponds and little pools, more isolated, not a part of a, you know, lake or stream. Peepers and chorus frogs are much more likely to show up in marshes, you know, adjacent to stream courses or in larger ponds, but they're all kind of picking and choosing what they like most and then setting themselves up usually in the margins of the water, not out in the water itself, but, you know, in the sedges or grasses or shrubs that are adjacent to the streams or standing above the open water. And there, the males are vying for the attention of the females as the females show up at these ponds or pools. And they're making a great chorus.
Now, what other kinds of amphibians do we have? Do we have many salamanders, and do they make any noise?
Oh, yes, we do have salamanders. And no, they don't make any noise. They are very, very secretive animals, but very important nonetheless. Some studies have shown that salamanders have a greater biomass as a part of forest communities than even birds do.
So, well, how come we don't see them?
Yeah, well, because their nature is very secretive. And we have two types of common salamanders here. They are blue-spotted salamanders and red-backed salamanders. Both are very secretive in that they, salamanders, as do all other amphibians, have this permeable skin membrane. So they're very sensitive to dry conditions. So you can imagine in a spring like this, for instance, if you've been a hibernating salamander, say in a decaying log or down in a burrow in the soil, that once you've awakened and come out, you have encountered a pretty dry environment. So even under the best of circumstances, these guys are, you know, spending a lot of time in burrows or in decaying woody material or under the litter of leaves. But particularly in a year like this, they're going to be mostly, you know, using those days that have the highest, or nights primarily, that have the highest humidities to really come out and do much traveling.
Well, we've been talking about what's been coming out in the woods, what's coming up in the woods and the swamps.
Yeah, well, there are a few things, despite the kind of slow start, especially without rain. The plants really just kind of hedge their bets a lot when we don't get some regular rains as a part of that whole transition. But there are a few things coming up. First off, I've seen lots of evidence of marsh marigolds coming up in the ditches and along stream sides and any place where they are. I also heard a very reliable report that over the weekend, Saturday the 17th, that someone was out and located some trailing arbutus that was in bloom. And if you're not familiar with trailing arbutus, it would be growing inland, not here along the lake or on the ridge, but inland. Most of the time in a conifer-dominated forest, they are very low to the ground. They have leathery leaves about 2 inches long and maybe an inch wide, rounded but elongated. They lie flat on the ground. They're fairly easy to find because they grow in clumps, you know, and cover kind of as a, like a ground cover. And if you find them, you might think, oh, you know, nothing much happening yet, but you have to really get down and look because the flowers bloom underneath the leaves. They have the most fantastic fragrance. So they're very worthwhile to get down and look for. And if you happen to do it on just the right day and there are a lot of them in bloom and it's kind of a warm spot, you'll smell them before you even find them. And so peek under those leaves and look for the pretty bell-shaped flowers and take a good whiff.
Jill Anderson, DNR botanist and plant ecologist, thanks for helping us understand what's been going on around us this spring.
Oh, my pleasure, Jay.